that's here today, and I'm here to introduce our speaker for the hour. She's been in this church ever since she was a little girl, and she's a grown woman now, and she's still there. And we thank God for her. All of y'all may not know her, but her name is Sister Mazetta. So I'm going to present to some and introduce to others, none other than Sister Mazetta Matthew, in Jesus' name.
If it's pray for me that the Lord will have his way, because we know his word doesn't go out void, neither does it return void. So we put our trust in him today. And the scriptures that I'm going to be reading from is Matthew 26:14-16. Then we're going to jump on down to 48-50. And then we're going to scoot on over to Matthew 27:3-5. And we're going to ask that when you find it, that you please rest upon your feet. That's Matthew. We're going to begin at Matthew 26. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the word reads as thus. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief prince and said unto them, what will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they conversated with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he saw opportunity to betray him. Verse 48. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Matthew 27:3-5. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief prince and elders, saying, I have sinned, and that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And cast down the 30 pieces of silver in the temple, in the church, and departed and went and hung himself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you have your way today, Lord Jesus. Take full control, Lord Jesus, over this temple, Lord Jesus. I surrender all of me to you today, Lord Jesus. Bless every heart, every mind, Lord Jesus, that has entered into this place, Lord Jesus. Let something be said, Lord Jesus, that will help them in their journey, Lord Jesus. That won't confuse them, Lord Jesus, as they take their next step, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that it's more against us than it is, that it's more for us than it is against us, Lord Jesus. We put our trust in you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You have a seat. And my topic for the morning, it got changed because it was no take backs. Now is you was tricked, all because of jealousy.
Ooh.
All because of the company you keep. In this era and time that we are living in today, it's truly different from any other generation.
Yes, I
believe that this generation is deeply seated in jealousy. This is why we are seeing more and more acts of senseless acts of violence, murder, corruption, and etc. You need to know, some people, there's a misconception when it comes to jealousy. Some people would like to think that jealousy is attached to love. You find yourself in a relationship, and next thing you know, you're going through the person's phone. You want to know who's there, where they've been, where they're going. Because you think that because you love this person so much, they have brought you in to a place of jealousy. But you need to know that jealousy doesn't start off at jealousy. Jealousy starts off with the root.
Yes.
The root of it being insecurity. I asked you today, what are you insecure about? Proverbs 27:4 says, and I'm coming from the NIV version. Anger is cruel, very overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? With all that's going on in this world, we have all come to a place where I just want to go to work, I want to go home. Our kids to school, bring them right back in the house. We have stripped them, society have already stripped them, but now we have stripped them from being children because of what's going on in this world, because we don't want to stand before it. Because we have our own demons that we have to battle. So like, I can't help you today because I'm dealing with my own. You have to get to the root of it. Why does the timetable go the way it goes? It goes from insecurity, jealousy, envy, to murder.
Jesus.
Insecurity, jealousy, envy, then murder. The reason why it starts at insecurity is because if I lack personal confidence, and now the problem is how I see you, it's how I really feel about myself.
Right.
I just now given space in me to be threatened by anything you do or say.
That's so true.
You don't have to be doing anything for somebody to be jealous of you.
That's right.
Yes.
This is why these people are out here on the street keeping each other down, because the confidence and the insecurity that's going on inside of them won't let you go higher than them. They find ways to keep you at their level.
Yes.
But today we're going to rise above.
Hallelujah.
One of the people that you have to be careful befriending, careful submitting to, careful dating, is an insecure person. Because it's nothing that you can say to an insecure person that's going to matter.
That's so true.
I used to date an insecure person, and it confused me because, first of all, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. You're a man. We're not even in the same lane. And with this person, one thing that you need to know about insecure people, they think they know everything. Mm-hmm. They're going to always have something to say about what you're doing because they don't want the focus to be on what they ain't doing. Okay? Because, again, to be insecure, you ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
Okay? So now, and I was so bad through about it. I mean, it was so bad that everything that I have or I have gotten, he just automatically thought that it was his too. And I said, Lord, it don't work like that. And I had a conversation with him. He got so upset. Oh, I'm trying to help you. Da, da, da. I said, but I'm going to be all right. You go ahead and help yourself. Couldn't even help himself. And I remember coming to church with him. And we sat in the corner over there. And your sister came. And she was prophesying to me. And as she begun to tell me, to repeat what she was saying, I hear him in my ear, he repeating what she said. I said, this is not prophecy. Nothing I could have without him thinking that it was his. So insecure people ain't got nothing to give you. If you're dating insecure people, are you with insecure people, leave them alone. When you meet people, one or two things are going to happen. Either you're going to pour onto them, or they're going to pour into you.
Amen.
This is why Jesus says in in 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he's a liar.
That's right.
How can you believe on me, love on me, but you can't respect, help your own sister and brother whom you see every day?
That's right.
There's no reason why we are keeping each other down. There's no reason why the gifts that are in you are not flourishing.
That's right.
It's only because, see, the first trigger that's already going to hit you is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And we put so much fear into a man that don't do nothing but walk to and fro, seeking who he can. He can't stop walking to and fro until he get permission from God to touch you.
That's right.
But we are so scared of a man who can't do nothing with us than a man who can end our life today. He's the only one who holds the keys to our future.
Right. Yes.
I don't care what you do with your life. God has a work in you that he wants you to perform. And we are in a day and time that it's time to get the kingdom work done.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
But we are so tied up with our own insecurities, our own problems. We hide behind the word, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't is a word, it's a compound word because the word can't and can't. You say he prayed that you won't be lukewarm. Either you're going to be hardcore, either you're going to be in it or you're not.
That's it.
It is time to be about kingdom business.
That's right.
You can't say that you're a child of God and a sinner walks on the street and they don't see the light of God in you. There's no way that you can say you read your word and you can't regurgitate not even one scripture.
Hallelujah.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
And until you get past your own fault and deal with your own demons, the devil got you.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. That's all the devil wants to do is have you. He don't want your position. He don't want your life. He just want to have
That's
you.
It.
James 3 and 4 says, but if ye have bitter envy, strife in your hearts, glory not in it. That means don't boast in it. Be honest with yourself. Because you only boasted because you got your own problem. If you deal with your own problems, the world will be a better place. Mind your business. Ask the Lord to help you mind your business. He'll help you do it.
Yes.
Every day I read Proverbs because it goes according to the months. And then after I read the scripture for that month, for that day, I jump over to Psalms 138. Because verse 23 said, Lord, search me. Ooh. Search my mind, search my thoughts. And if you find any wicked in me, test me.
Yes.
I read that every day so I can be ready for what's coming, because I know they're talking. I know they're looking. I know they're lurking. I know they're ready to sell me out. But what I need to be ready for when it comes up against me. That's why he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I lift up a standard. And the standard is the word that you have already placed in your heart. And if you have nothing in your heart, nothing's coming out. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be like Pharaoh when he went through the sea. The water's going to come down on you.
That's right.
And then you're going to be looking for help.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, people are jealous of strength you don't even know you have. You don't have to be doing anything right for someone to be jealous, because jealousy is very, very powerful. There's no reasoning to jealousy. There's no understanding of jealousy. It just comes upon because of what is going on in you. This demon can be killed. If you start living your life in the open, you know how they say real recognize real? I want to kill that demon. Because that's something jealous people say. That's something insecure people say. Because see, I'm a real person. And I can sit in the company of anybody and everybody be just fine.
That's
why? Because the problem ain't me. It's you.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to worry about that demon.
That's right.
But why I know I'm here. The light, Jesus said the word of the Lord is the light unto my foot. So I done brought some light up in here with me. So you can sit here and try to hate on me if you want.
Okay.
But you're going to have to tell them like it is.
That's right.
This demon can be killed.
It can be killed. Okay.
And it needs to be killed.
Yes. Okay.
And it's going to be killed today.
Okay.
If not in your life, I know in mine. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10 say, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing. That means, and then in Ephesians 4:29 said, do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for the building of others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
That's right.
We ain't wrong friendships. We ain't in the wrong relationships. Because I'm trying to pour into you and you have nothing to pour back into me, it's time for you to get away from that person. See, let me tell you something. We are children of God. We are on assignment. Because the devil can't come in full form of himself. He's going to put himself into somebody. They are on assignment. So now you got two assignments, two different destination points.
Yes.
What's going to happen? If you know you're sitting around people that ain't speaking life over you, you around people that's talking down about you, don't be afraid to walk away.
That's right.
Because that means it wasn't heavy sin. Because Jesus said, every good thing comes from the Lord.
That's right.
Not one thing. He said everything. If you in a bad relationship, you ain't of God. So I'm going to go over here. Goodbye is a word for a reason. Okay? Speak it. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteous and wickedness have in common? Nothing. I had a friend. Unfortunately, I ain't had it no more. It was so annoying because they'd be like, oh, well, come with me here. Come with me. I said, girl, I'm going to church. They said, girl, you go to church every day. I mean, you go to church on Sunday, you go to church on Tuesday. Jesus won't mind if you don't go to church. I said, well, I would. When you with people, they have to respect you for who you are. They have to respect what you believe in.
Right.
I ain't say push it on, but if they don't respect at least what you believe in,
that's right.
Leave them alone.
That's
leave them alone. Because God said every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. There's going to come a time where they're going to have to confess. So therefore, leave them alone. Pray for them from afar. Don't be holding on to what God don't have nothing for you to hold on to. Things, that's why he said everything has a time and a season. A time and a season for a reason. It's okay to say, you know, even if it's family. Even if it's family. 2 Corinthians, like Mary Baby Ball said, you better know your friends. Unless you will get burned. Because they burn me. Okay? They want what you got so bad. And let me tell you, unbelievers can see the light of God in you.
Yes, they can.
They can see what you don't even see, what you don't even know you have. They can see it. Some people are sitting up under you because they have their own motive. Lord, well, she don't know what she got. Let me at least get a little bit of it. A little bit of it. Then they think of, oh, I had a friend. Her father passed. And her father, years ago, placed her name on a list for the housing area down there in Lafayette for the new houses. And I tell you, she been up under my glory. Called me one day, said, girl, I don't got my house. I said, where you live at? I said, why you get that in my name on that list? Girl, my father did this. I said, devil, you a lie. She did. You gave her that because of me. She was sitting up under my glory. You gotta tell the devil. Don't let him fool with your glory, with your anointing. You gotta know what the word says. We all know the colloquial expression, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. Family, God honors family. We are placed in these families for a reason, to bring them out. Family is meant to be unified, to push one another, to comfort one another. I believe that God allows us to choose our friends and see what our thought parenting is. I want to see what you're going to settle for. I think that's why he allowed us to choose out a friend. And then when we know we're going to choose the wrong one, we're calling on. And I know who knows that story also well. In Genesis, there's a story of two brothers, Esau and Jacob. Esau was the oldest, Jacob was the youngest. And they are parents to Isaac and Rebekah. Okay, now you got to remember, Isaac's Abraham's son. Okay. Esau was a cunning man, a man of the field. He liked to work. He liked to be busy, good with his hands. Jacob was a plain man, dealing in tents. He liked to stay in the house. He was comfortable. He was sheltered. And because Esau was the oldest, he was given a birthright. He come in one day from out the field, hungry, starving, sweating, dirty. All he wanted was just a little something. So his brother said, I give you this porridge for your birthright. What are you trading today? And he said, what good is this birthright to me? Because see, nobody never sat him down and explained what his birthright was. Nobody never took the time out to say, you need this. This is going to get you through. Nobody took the time out to say this. So to him, it didn't mean anything to him. Right now, I'm just trying to fill my belly. I just want to get by. Because if I don't get it, his mom going to die. So he gave him the birthright, gave him the parvage. These people are stripping you, they are fooling you, and they are tricking you for what God has already placed down on the inside of you, because they don't want you to get there, because they know, they think they ain't never going to get there. Mm-hmm. So you are trading what God has given you for relationships. Mm-hmm. You are trading what God has given you for the wrong job. You are trading what God has given you for the wrong friends, for the wrong wisdom. The pastor spoke early this month, first Sunday. Protect, keep what God has given you.
Amen.
God didn't give you that promise, that dream, that talent for nothing. He gave it to you so that it may edify the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God can, see, we are all one members of one body.
Yes.
And if one ain't working, we don't need it no more. Because in the Bible, Jesus said, and this is Jesus talking, he said, my Father cuts down everything he don't have no need of. Do he need you today? Because there's a war going on.
There is.
He got to weed out the wheat. Do he need you today? Are you willing to deal with your own demons today so that you can go further in the kingdom?
Yes.
Are you ready to say, devil, you ain't tricking me no more?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You tricked me once, shame on me. Trick me twice, shame on you. You need to tell the devil today, shame on you. Because you tricked me for the last time. You done tricked me, and now you have contemplated me. How my mind is focused. Like it says in Genesis, when Adam had eaten from the tree. Not eat, but when Adam bit off it. He said, now man's eyes is open. Like other eyes. Meaning God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Knowing good or evil. Just turn to your neighbor and say, you know better. You know better already.
You know better.
You rise above this. Jesus said the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
Yes.
One thing Jesus don't like is when you're in family and you have your favorite one, because see, Jacob, Esau was Isaac's favorite. Jacob was Rebecca's favorite. See now, that jealousy had already started. Because if you remember, when Abraham, when Jesus told Abraham and prophesied to Abraham that he was going to have a baby, Sarah done said, I am there. So that jealousy was already there. That jealousy was already rooted. That's why when she was pregnant, it was a war going on inside her.
Amen.
So see, they think that this was happening now. No, this was happening before.
That's
why Jesus said, bring your children up in the most holy faith. Train them in the way that they should go. Be honest with them. Don't keep things from them. Don't have your children walk around. That's just how we do in our family. We don't talk much, you know. No. Make time with your children. Talk to them.
Right.
Encourage them to talk to you.
Right.
Break these cycles of insecurity now. Because there's a next generation coming.
Yes, Lord.
And one thing I tell you about this next generation, oh, they're going to be some techno savvy people.
Yes, they are.
They're going to know how to work a phone, a computer, and everything in between.
That's
but they're going to be scared to open up their mouth.
Yes.
And if you scared to open up your mouth, you scared to open up your heart.
Yes.
So you got to teach these kids while they're young.
That's
right. That phone don't matter. You want to talk today? You want to text it? Come on, sit down with me.
That's it. Yes.
Encourage them.
That's right. Yes.
This generation are repeating what has already been happening.
That's it.
Because that's the only reason why black people been saved for so long. Because the man was jealous. I'm saying he was jealous. You see, that was free. And the only way you can get free, you got to get whole first. You got to start breaking off chains. You got to start loosening these demons. You got to start pleading the blood of Jesus, because the blood still works.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
You need to let the devil know. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But now that I'm grown, I pull away challenging things. And I'm going to stand on the word. I'm going to speak the word in its entirety. I'm going to walk to my light. Like I said, let your light so shine that the world may know my God.
My God.
My God. And he is a healer. He still is a healer. He's still a way maker.
Yes.
Sickness is only in the family because, see, Jesus was blessing the family. The devil got mad. So he said, I can't touch your soul, but I'm going to bring something upon you. But Jesus said, by your stripes, you are healed. And hallelujah. John 11:4 said, this sickness is not unto death, but it's unto the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let me tell you, he is telling people to death, but you need to open up your heart. You need to deal with your own demons so that he can use you for his kingdom. For his kingdom, because it's kingdom business time now.
Amen.
There's a war going on.
Yes, there is.
Franklin Douglas said, it is better to build a strong child, to build up strong children, than repair a broken adult. We all know that it's hard when you get old, you just stuck in your ways. I know some people that just stuck in their ways. And I wish they will open up their minds a little bit to receive what at least I say or somebody say. Because ain't no way in the world you can make it that far and think nobody got wisdom coming after you. Jesus said when in the last days he's gonna pour out his oil on children.
That's it.
On old men.
Yes.
You can't get Christ and think you know it all.
Right.
You can't get to a point and Christ thinks you don't need no help. You can't get to a point where you make it all about you. Because he's a jealous guy.
Yes, he is.
And he ain't beat for no instigating for a person with that's about that boasting life. That's not what we are here to help one another.
That's it. That's right.
And I can't help you, Sister Grant, if I'm broken.
No, you
can. And not only if I'm broken, I'm living in brokenness. I'm speaking brokenness. I can't help you. I can't help you. The Spirit can't even. It was. But I'm. It's like a clog. See, it's stopped up. What the Lord want to pull out on you? It's stopping it up. That's how the devil knows how to attack you. Because you pat that down, and you think nobody knows. I already told you, there's two assignments going on. Kingdom assignment and Satan assignment. And Satan, he strategizes. Oh, I know what to get in there. Okay, that worked. Whatever. See, he got angels that did not. What else worked for
him?
And he's going to take you on every turn, on every side. But Jesus said, my help comes from you.
Hallelujah. Yes,
all you got to do is look up and say, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And he will help you.
Yes,
and he will bring you
yes,
out.
Yes,
that's what happened when Cain killed Abel.
Jealousy.
All he had to do was go get a best. But he gave Jesus what he think he should have settled for. And I'm going to tell you, in this season, God ain't selling it no more. He ain't selling it no more. After you're going to come and you're going to do right, you know they say ask not what the world can do for you, but just ask what you can do for your church. Don't come to church looking for what the church can do for you. Ask what you can do to your church.
Yes.
Because only what you do for Christ is going to
last.
Only what you do for Christ. It's not the time to come up in here. You know, he's tricking you. He's tricking you right now. Because see, he know that it's okay for her to go to church. She ain't going to get nothing. She ain't going to see nothing. Nothing going to stay. Go ahead on. She ain't even going to participate because that God is so good.
Jesus.
What you come for? What you come for? Jesus died. And he wants his work to get done because he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
And he's coming back for a ready church.
Rich church.
And not this building.
No, not this building.
It's pretty, you know. He's coming back for your souls.
That's it.
For your souls. Because that's the only way he's going to recognize you.
Jesus.
That's the only way he talks to us. Through the heart, spirit to spirit.
Oh.
That's the only way he can recognize you. It's time to be busy, church. It's time to get busy.
Oh, yes, it is.
I learned through my years of living that everything I've been through wasn't for nothing.
Yes,
But it was through the, it was for the glory of God.
Yeah.
It was for the people to know one day that he's able to get you out.
Hallelujah.
He loves you right where you are.
Yes.
I sat in that house on Atlantic Street because I put too much faith in man. And man was going to leave me for dead. Almost lost my mind behind me.
Jesus.
But God is cool.
Yes, he is.
I held on with everyone I had, Lord, after me. And I said, Lord, if you get me out of this.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If you get me out of this, but if you allow me to keep my mind, Jesus.
Yes.
I serve you.
Yes.
I serve you.
Hallelujah.
And I was eternally alive. I never forget it. And I came back here to the church. And I've been working for the Lord ever since. I'm surprised that he sees fit to even move me or allow me to get moved up. But I know everything was for this moment. Was for this purpose.
Hallelujah.
So you can know that you're not alone.
Not alone.
It's okay to get knocked down. But you gotta get up.
You
gotta get up. Don't let the devil tell you you ain't worth nothing. Because he's a liar. He's the father of all lies. You are worth more than you think. He loves you no matter what you've been through. He loves you. And everything that he placed down on the inside, he's not going to take it back. He's still going to hold you accountable. To reaching your full potential.
That's it. Hallelujah.
And today we need to reach our full potential.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
We need to get behind God and let God do what
that's
he
it.
Do. Take the limits of he's
hallelujah.
A healer. Take the limits of hallelujah. He's a way maker.
Yes, he is.
He's able.
Yes, he is.
He's able to.
He's able.
I went through this young lady. I didn't even know her. The worst form of jealousy you can ever go through. Went through all of Jersey City, kicking my back in, talking about me. So bad. And I'm sitting there, I'm telling the truth. I'm hanging out. Somebody rolled up to where I was. Just because they needed to say hallelujah. This person that she talked about so bad. Because there's somebody like that in the world. I need to go see this for myself. So the girl comes where I was, and she says, somebody says my name. And they said, so nice to put a name to the face. I said, W, you a liar. She used to pick people up against me just to fight me, just to see what I was working with. But I never yield to her.
Hallelujah.
All right. I never yield to her. I never gave her what she gave me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I was nicer than anything to her. I helped her, I talked with her, I walked with her. She shared things with me and I never told her to nobody. People are looking to kill you.
Yes, they are.
All because they are jealous. Jealous. Of a call that you wasn't even walking to yet. A call that haven't even come full term. They are jealous. Jealous. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We make plans. We plan the way we want to live. But it's only God that makes us able to live it.
Yes.
And if your plans don't line up to what God has for you, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to be stuck.
Jesus.
You're going to be lost.
Yes.
You're going to be battered, broken, and bruised.
Yes.
But God came that we may have life and have it
more
abundantly.
Yes.
It's not the time for playing in church. Jesus, I told Jesus this word was bigger than my Holy Ghost.
That's all right.
Because I didn't want to do this. I said, Lord, because you're going to be transparent.
That's right.
And he said, it's all right. Everything you've been through,
It was assigned to you. And you handled it well. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I said, Lord, I don't care where I go, what I do. You keep me humble. You keep me servant. Because that's what I do know. I don't know everything. But I know how to get behind a vision. I know how to support you. I know how to be your friend. I tell you that much. Know your strength and work it. Work it from your heart. That leads me back to my text. They traded him in. All those people. All those people. They knew what was going on. They knew they was going to trade him. They knew they was jealous. They wanted to be Jesus. But Jesus said, I breathed life into your body. You was made in my image. And after he made man, he gave us all the same measure of faith. Who he is who you are. You're jealous of a man that you are. You're jealous of yourself? Really? They turned him over. See, even your haters got to repent. Even your haters are sorry. And one thing I paid attention to, he said, the one who I kiss, that's the one. But before he kissed him, he said, hell, master. Let me tell you, I don't care what they do to you. Your name ain't changing. Your position ain't changing. Right. Because what God does for you, can no man take away. Hallelujah. Can no man take back what God has already given you. When they see you, they're going to have to put some respect on your name. That's why when he went up to him, he said, hell, master. I still recognize you as the one. I still recognize you as the creator.
Jesus.
But Lord, I'm scared. I got my own demons.
Yes, Lord.
And I know I can do it, but I can't do it right now. So at least if you ain't doing it, I have nothing to compare my life to. And I can stay right where I'm at. Because if you see one person get out, you can't say God can't make a way.
That's right.
So I got to turn you over to them, Jesus. I'm sorry, but I got to turn you over to them.
Yeah.
So he repented because after seeing Jesus battered and bruised, broken, he said, I know you was innocent. I know you was the one that was here just to save us.
Yes, he did.
Before you go, he said, went back to the elders, to the priest. Said, I don't want this no more. I know what I did. And I'm sorry for it. See, I can't go back to Jesus and tell him I'm sorry. Because the damage is done.
Yeah,
it's done. But I can at least try to go back and recorrect what I haven't done. But see, let me tell you something. That same person that's hating on you, they're selling you out. They already started a domino effect. And somebody wants you more than they want you. That's why those elders and those princes say, I don't want it back. I got what I want. I used you to get what I want. Just like we, they trying to play us, somebody's playing them. This is a domino effect. He said, I don't want that money back. You go do whatever you want with it. But Jews were so convinced. Jesus said the wicked is stored up for the righteous. That means that whatever wicked that's going on, they getting money for, they can't keep that money. So he said, I had no use for this money. So he came and he threw it in the temple, in the church. That means everything that you need, God's got it. And you come here every Sunday to get it, and you leave empty-handed. It's already here. The battle has already been won.
That's it.
I can't come and tell you I'm sorry. But what I got for you, I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back because it wasn't mine to begin with. It's time. Matthew 27:18 said, for he knew He knew for envy that they had delivered him. Jesus already knew they was jealous. Jesus knew he only died on that cross in man form.
Mm-hmm.
Because of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's what they thought. Jesus is going to let you think what you think. Because guess what? I'm on assignment. I'm on assignment. This punch in the face, this spit on, I'm on assignment. Because see, when the devil start attacking you, when people start attacking, Jesus just wants you to know that you was able to stand. He said, after all you done, you just stand. You just stand right there. That's all he wants you to do. He don't want you to get with them. He don't want you to go tit for tat. He just wants you to stand. You think you're taking it. You think you can't take no more. But it says, that's when I'm holding you close. When you can't see me, when you can't feel me, when you trust me. Because you need to know. Even when you can't see Jesus, he's already working out. Even when you can see him and you feel him, he's working out. Jesus is working even when you think he's not. He's busy behind the scenes. You don't have to wait to be betrayed, to be sold out. You can give your life to God. You can surrender all to him today. And he will meet you right where you are. Benjamin Franklin says, the man who does things, makes many mistakes, but never makes the biggest mistake of all. And the biggest mistake of all that you can make is the mistake of doing nothing. Don't come in here and do nothing.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, bruised heels can trample on the devil's head. And I don't know about you, but I've been through too much.
Hallelujah.
Not the place.
Yes,
I've been through too much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just come in here and sit in here and act like he ain't bring me.
Yes.
He's there. What you need, I got it.
Got it.
And he wants to give it to you.
Yes.
He wants to give it to you.
Hallelujah.
But you got so much blockage in your way.
Hallelujah.
That's why he said, drainage out, let him flow through you. He can't flow through you unless you allow him to. Because he'll never push himself upon you. It's time to be about Jesus. It's time to unyoke yourself for people who don't mean you no well. Because it's a work that needs to be done. And it's time for us to be about his business, to get it done.
Amen.
Not just out there in the streets. Here in his church, in your own life. Because if you don't get it right with yourself, you can't help nobody. You'll be the blind leading the blind. And that's not what God has for us. But I thank him for all that I've been through.
Yes.
Every trial, every tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
And even though sometimes I feel like I don't deserve to be here, I thank God that I am. And he reminds me why he trusts me. Why he loves me. Because I'm special.
Hallelujah.
And so are you.
Jesus.
Whatever God has been telling you to do, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
He ain't got time no more to be waiting on people. Because by now you should have already got it done. Let's get it done today, Jesus. Let's be honest with ourselves, honest with our children. Whatever you need help in, God will send people out to help you. I'm a living witness of that. You don't have to go through alone. Ask him for help, and he'll help you. Because he's a man that will not lie. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Our lives, just what God wants our lives to be, an open book. Because we go through something that's meant for us to go through. And because you allow God to bring you out, God will allow you to testify, to encourage other people. You see, no, the devil didn't want you to tell him.
No, he didn't. No.
Because your life helps other people. And I'm wondering, after hearing a word like that, do you want to be a part of a team, a winning team? God is the winning team.
Yes,
he can and will make a difference in your life.
Yes.